Contentment. Paul said in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 11, I have learned to be content. Noah Webster defines the word content as rest or quietness of the mind in the present condition. Satisfaction which holds the mind in peace, restraining complaint, opposition, or further desire, and often implying a moderate degree of happiness. The Greek word for content is defined by Joseph Thayer as independent of external circumstances. Contentment is a rare quality among Adam's descendants. Adam and Eve had an abundant bounty from the hand of God all around them in the garden. There was only one thing that was withheld from them, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But this was the very thing that they wanted, the thing that they desired. This one thing kept them discontent. If only they could have this fruit, their lives would be complete and fulfilled. Or so they thought. Discontentment is the satanic work upon the Adamic heart, whereas contentment is the divine work upon the renewed mind, a heavenly learning process. It was even necessary that our apostle complete this course of spiritual instruction. For he wrote in Philippians 4:11 through 13, not that I speak in respect of want or need, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. To which Paul added, having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. 1 Timothy 6:8.